Check this verse out. Psalm 73:28. This is, but as for me, oh man, but as for me, it is just good. It's good to be near God. But as for me, it is just good to be near God. It's just good to be near you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Refuge. Father, we thank you this morning, this afternoon. We thank you, Lord, for just being able to come before you. Just come to you, Lord. Lord, thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father. Father, that we could come to you. We can come to you. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grave. mind as your will unfold in my life, living every day by the power of your love. Yes, I pray, Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see you face to face. Knowledge of your love as you live in me. Lord, renew my mind is my declaration to give you honor.
Where today you Let it burn forevermore, I pray. Let my life be worship.
Let it burn forevermore. Let my life be worship to you. My life
Thank you.
beloved Lord, you are mine. You take delight in me. I am your beloved, you are mine, and I take delight in you. Right now I hear, I take delight in you. Jesus, take delight in you. I draw my strength. Gaze to your face, earthly treasures fade. The things of this world, the stuff we deal with, they become dim. That's why right now, Lord God, we gaze. We turn our face towards you. We give you our attention, Lord. Father, we come to realize again today, you're the only thing that matters. Your presence, your touch, a divine encounter is the only thing that matters, Lord. Thank you.
yes, Lord.
Confusion. Your word says you lead us beside still waters. Lord, you lead us in green meadows. So this morning again, this afternoon again, we say yes, Lord. Yes, your will. We don't want to have our ways. We don't want to be stuck in our own ways. The unrepentant heart is evil, is deceitful, yes. But we know that you've given us a new heart. Oh, Father, thank you. That you've given us new heart and new mind. So we don't have to rely on this deceitful heart anymore, because you've worked a miracle in our hearts. You've given us a new heart, Lord. A heart that's after your own heart. Lord, I thank you that said it in Ezekiel, says you will give us a new heart. You will write your laws, your precepts. Oh God, Father God, we open our hearts again today before you. Just keep writing. Keep on writing your precepts on our hearts. Keep making us our everyday activities about you. Whether we eat, drink, work, sleep, whatever we do, Lord, let us do it for your glory. Say yes, Lord. Father, as we enter a season where we're talking about Easter, the time to remember the time that you died on the cross. Oh Jesus, I pray for a fresh revelation of the resurrection. Resurrection. Your resurrection. You resurrected in us. And Lord, for us to experience that resurrection, we must die. We must die to ourselves, die to our projects, die to our plans, die to our pride, die to our rights. Your cross, pick up our cross, denying ourselves, die to ourselves, allow the fire of the Holy Spirit reformat, redo, renew, restore, create anew. Burdens at your feet today. We thank you for your yoke, for your word says your yoke is light. Even in the perspective of ministry, even in the perspective of what you've called us to do, if it's become too heavy, we allow us to reevaluate what burden are we carrying. If we're carrying your burden, or our burden. Father, today again, I want to acknowledge I don't want to carry my burden. I want your yoke. Your yoke, Lord. Your will, Lord. Thank you that you fight our battles. Thank you that we can serve you from a place of victory, not defeat. Oh no, not defeat. God, that we get to partake in your nature. You are holy, you are beautiful, so therefore we are holy. And you also make us beautiful too. You give us a beautiful soul, You give us beautiful spirit. We do not carry the spirit of the world. It says that in Corinthians, it's like we have not received the spirit of the world. We receive the spirit of God, so we know all of his favors. We thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that we don't have to live under the spirit of the law, but we can truly serve you by the law of your spirit. Your presence is heaven to us. Your anointing is what we are after, Lord. Even Father, before we wrap this moment with you, Lord God, we continue to pray for this church. We pray for Restoration Church, God. We pray for every members right now. We stand in the gap for them. I ask in the name of Jesus, your Son, that you would stretch out your hands. Not only bless them, but also wrap their world with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Breathe on them so they can come back to life. Those who are lukewarm, revive them, God. But I pray that you would cause our hearts here to fear you. Father, stretch out your hands. Do miracles. Beside you, Father.